There you go. Huh? Twirz with the track System Overload, taken from Everybody Dance Now Volume 10, a compilation put together by CFMU 93.3 back in 2015. And that's the music I've been featuring in this hour on Steel City Music. And of course, I am your host, Gunner. And this is a pre-recorded show because of the whole COVID pandemic, Omicron, Deltacron, Unicron, Voltron things that are happening in society. Triple up your masks, get your booster shots, wash your hands, wash your feet, you know, look both ways before crossing, stay healthy, say something kind, think something kind, do all those wonderful things in the middle of this last 2 years of slogging it through. But we will get through it, folks. We will get through it. And helping us get through it is always music. And that's what I always say. Play some music that you enjoy and discover new things. And I rediscovered a great compilation that CFMU put out back in 2015. I had to look that up on Discogs. I was like messaging Jamie Tennant, program director. And I just Googled it and got it over with. And I broke my rule of, you know, stop asking people, do it yourself, you idiot. Anyway, yeah, it came out in 2015. And it's a glimpse of the 2015-2014 period of music that was put out in the greater Hamilton area. And I've been featuring some music on it. And in this hour, it's just going to be a long set. Just going to play like a bunch of tracks just so you can get into it. And it's, of course, it's made up of different styles of music. So you get like a little bit of everything. Not death metal. There's no death metal on this one. You know, I don't even know. Is there any death metal coming out of Hamilton anymore? We got to get some people on that. I got to find out who does a death metal show on the local radio stations here. Maybe they can turn me on to that. And of course, when I speak of local radio, you can hear it death metal or metal music on CFMU, the campus station. Mac, and also the Mohawk College campus station, you can hear stuff. I feel like if I say the name of a station, I'm giving something away, and I know there's something coming up. And I don't know, you should stay tuned. Listen to your local radio, folks, local campus radio. Things are happening. Okay, there we go. That's just me, a little tip of the hat. Or maybe it's already happened. Who knows? This is going to air. I don't even know when this is going to air. It might not air. It could air. This is a topsy-turvy world we're living in, folks. It really is. All right. Let's get to some of that glimpse of music that was put out in 2015-2014. In this long set of music, you're going to hear Not Of with the track The Mark. Also, Castor Troy's with Dog Days of Winter. Coyote Black with Warming Up. Also, the group, the Brian Sorensen Groove Trio, Light It Up. Hey Clown with the song Dieppe. Dirty Jeans out of Burlington, Ontario. Ashley Sloggett's outfit, the track called Below Me. Steve Strongman, multi-Juno winner out of Hamilton, Ontario. I know he's winning Junos for blues all the time. He's always getting awards. Guy's pretty good, man. Song's called There's Something Going On. Also, Elliot Brood with the track Mission Bell. And I'm trying to figure out the last time I saw Elliot Brood, and I think it was at the Casbah years ago. I know they've been trying to tour and things just keep closing down on them. So I'm going to have to find out what's going to happen for them in February if there's any dates. Be a good time to see them. February, March, that sort of thing. Also, you know her, you love her. She's our favorite gal out of Hamilton, Ontario. Tara Lightfoot. And as a reminder, she is not the granddaughter of Gordon Lightfoot. Even though I'm pretty sure she used that as an excuse to turn in late papers when she went to Mac. As the story goes, this track is See You in the Morning. Also, Lee Harvey Osman with the track Blue Moon. Our buddy Tom Wilson, who's just killing it with the making art and writing books, and Blackie and the Rodeo Kings and Lee Harvey Osman. All of that's coming up again later on in this summer. Low Country Hill with Stay Up There. Laura Cole with the track Sweet Escape. But kicking things off, a hip-hop artist back in the 2000s to 2015, and they released a lot of music. His name is Heat. Here's Real Time on Steel City Music.
Yeah, it's real time. Can't play around. It's real time. Real time. Real time. Y'all, it's like how I feel it.
end up with nowhere to go. The life of a should-be star, go with the flow, over and over. No one would know, except I laid it out for you in every note that I wrote. Every quote that I spoke, a hope of a revolt. And anyone who's heard my lyrics and opened up role for all, broken and cope. Different ways with it, some are caging it, some are smoking up dope, blazing it. Choking up tokes, but some are crazed a bit. It's those that blow up the most and get enraged with it. Yeah, I know, cause I'm close. And if I spend a few more days with it, then I'ma be ghost. I don't wanna quit, I know it's not a mistake. But I'm sick of putting in hours at a job that I hate. When I got so much more potential business degrees. This is real time, nothing's been given to me. But I earned it and learned it, it don't matter. And you get strong every time that you don't shatter. Born for fame, but ain't seen it cause you ain't there. Soon I have to bounce, you'll be saying that it ain't fair. Why are things appreciated after the past tense? If you ask me, I think it's lack of access. Whatever the case, get down for a show. Cause if I don't blow up soon, I'm about to explode. Come on. Away from rhymes and calling it smart. Then I sneak back, it's like I'm brawling a part of myself. Maybe I need help, maybe not, but maybe I do. I've been feeling crazy a lot, serious. You don't know what's put in my brains. But if I tell someone, they'll try and push me to change. And what if I came? It's just a question, one that your entire future probably rests in. Quite the investment, wouldn't you agree? See another rapper sign, why couldn't it be me? Or shouldn't we believe? Same reason we should. Life's too hard when we change seasons for good. I wish I could up and disappear from this. And trust me, I would. But I was born a lyricist. You want advice? Here it is. Don't judge people or situations by appearances. You gotta look deeper, forget the trendsetter. But frankly, in a song, I ain't telling you that it gets better. That's not how I feel now. So on the real now, I'm about to peel out. I need away from this. I feel blind. We ain't kids no more. Now we're feeling in real time.
while, more stories still. On a northern sky, an open heart night. Keep tanning the fire till embers become sunrise. Unmovable shield moves us deep inside. Oh, please don't remind.
Moments where you say later, maybe reflecting back, you know, maybe I crossed a line there, or do you always kind of feel like you can't go far enough?
You know, I mean, there's there's definitely things I know I've been asked to do that I thought, no, that's too much. But I have to honestly say, I don't think it came from the response of it's too much, as it was, I just didn't think it was funny.
Right.
And the times that maybe I did cross the line, I always find out later, because I don't realize I'm doing it in the moment. You know, there was I used to do Harry Carey, the Chicago Cubs announcer,
yeah,
on Saturday Night Live, and which was really fascinating because, you know, it worked obviously for people who had grown up listening to to Chicago Cubs games and White Sox games, but it also worked for people who had no idea who he was. So I would have people come up to me and say, oh, I love that mad scientist character you do. I'm like, I don't do a mad scientist character. You're like, yeah, the guy with the glasses and the crazy white hair. Was right. I'm like, oh, Harry Carey. He's like, yeah, I don't know, but it's so funny. Anyway, but I was doing the first year of the ESPYs.
Right.
Norm Macdonald was the host. Big Radio City Music Hall. And a bunch of the SNL writers are writing the show, and they ask if I'll come and do Harry Carey for the bring me out in the middle of the show, and I'm just going to be confused and not know where I'm at. You know, I think I'm at the, you know, the Grammys, or and then I systematically go and make fun of athletes.
Right.
Well, they wrote a joke for me commenting, and John Elway sitting, and they made a comment about John Elway's, because John Elway has a bit of a toothy smile.
Yeah.
And I made a comment as Harry, and apparently I got the feedback that he was very unhappy, that it was just not cool. And from that moment on, apparently in all the ESPY meetings for 10 years after that, they were like, no more Will Ferrell, Harry Carey moments. We have to make sure we don't have that. So for everyone who thought it was funny, there were a lot of athletes who were offended and upset. But once again, in the heat of battle, I had no idea.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
stay up all night. Well, I've been talking now to choke the whiskey down. It's a good old-fashioned crush. We both got to work out. Consolation, I don't see how this can last. We'll fight our tired eyes with uncertain hearts. Searching me up and down. I'll give you all I can. I'll give you the runaround. 'Cause what I get from you could never be quite enough. I'm insatiable when it comes to your love. We'll fight our tired eyes with uncertain hearts. I'm
to like play to myself and like in the room or before we go on stage or something like this, or whenever I feel like, you know, whenever I feel down or depressed or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I just go on and play. And I can't practice those. It's always constantly, what do you call it, like a jam, you know. It's hard for me to remember any notes because I'm constantly trying to create other things. That's why I make a lot of mistakes.
Do you read music?
No, not at all.
Yeah. You're listening to Steel City Music.
Over time, Jerry was able to climb over the chicken wire and make his way back to the top, in part by playing gigs on the bill with some of his best friends and biggest rivals, like Chuck Berry.
There were two really good showmen. Chuck Berry was a good showman, too. But Chuck Berry had a big ego. Jerry had ego. And the promoter worked it out to where one would close the show. The next night, the other one would close the show. Well, Jerry obviously didn't want Chuck Berry to be able to follow Jerry Lee Lewis.
So they argued back and forth. And Jerry goes, okay, killer, you know, you can close the show.
So Jerry, he goes out there and does, of course, a great show.
It was right after he did Great Balls of Fire, he pulled a can of lighter fluid out of his pocket and squirted it inside the piano and threw a match in there and caught the damn piano on fire. Walks off stage and says, follow that you know.
It's hard to follow a burning piano.
Not too long after that, the killer's dad, Elmo Lewis, apparently inserted himself into the rivalry.
Elmo was a kind of outlaw. He had been in prison, what have you.
Elmo thought that Chuck was degrading Jerry and said, I'll throw you in the Blue Hole, which is some kind of Louisiana swamp name or something. I don't know what. Had a Barlow knife, and Chuck took off running.
And he was getting ready to go up there and cut Chuck Berry. There was no doubt about it. Jerry stopped him. He said, don't cut him, Daddy. Don't cut him.
And then everything settled down. Nobody saw anybody. But the next morning, come downstairs, Chuck and Elmo were sitting there having breakfast again, like nothing had happened.
While Chuck escaped unharmed, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree in the Lewis family when it came to issuing threats of violence.
Butch Owen, you know, he was playing bass for us at that time. He was mad at Butch, and he kept telling Butch he was going to kill him.
Butch walks in ahead of me, and Butch said, Jerry, if you don't mind, we come to get our money, our back pay. And Jerry Leach said, well, I got you boys money. When he pulled that pistol out, I immediately exited. I knew he was fixing to shoot, and I didn't want to be in the line of fire. Immediately, I hear bam.
Bullet fragments went through him and right out of his back. But what was bad is Jerry just put in new white carpet. He didn't like it because he was bleeding on the carpet. So they drug Butch outside and put him on the sidewalk.
They were able to get him in a helicopter and get him to the hospital and save him. What a blessing that was. But you know, Jerry fired him. And I said, well, should we fire him? I mean, I know it was an accident, but you did shoot him. And he said, well, I've got a tour coming up, and I have to have a bass player, and he can't play. John Lennon is standing there. He didn't say a word. He walked in that dressing room, and he knelt down right beside Jerry, and he kissed the bottom of his shoe.
He didn't like the Beatles. He said, every time I turn on the radio, it's a Beatle here and a Beatle there. I don't like them haircuts.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
We'll be right back. side, hop in your car. I'll roll with you. Oh, you said you hope we're through. We're warming up. We're warming up. Shit they're smoking. Hey, but I lost it all when I rolled the die. But all I know is you I'm calling tonight. We're warming up. Oh, don't do me like that, baby. I'm gonna get you. So throw your coat in the garbage. Forget all your knowledge tonight, because we're warming up.